Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Good morning, Morgan. I actually have an issue that I hope you will be able to help me with. I had ordered one of the free trials of the Keto Ascend, and I called before the 30 days was up and said, "Don't ship anymore." And I keep getting these things in the mail, and they're charging my debit card $100 a bottle for these things. And I just received another one yesterday after telling them to stop sending them.
Yes, ma'am. Hold the line for one moment. Okay, can I have your zip code?
36804.
36804.
Correct.
And can I get your first and last name?
Cassandra Core,
All right.
Core.
Yes, ma'am. Just give me one moment while I pull up an account. Yes, ma'am. So thank you for holding. I do have an account that matches that name. Can I just have you verify with your address?
Sure. It's 8355 Lee Road 390, Lot 45, Opelika, Alabama 36804.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that. And you said you called in before?
Yes, ma'am. And the person pulled up my account and said that she would cancel the orders and I wouldn't be receiving any more, and I've received 3 bottles since then.
Yes, ma'am.
And
When you called, did they give you a cancellation number?
no, she didn't.
Okay, do you remember the date that you called? Because it's showing up that this is the first time we've spoken to you.
It would have been back in January because I don't know the exact date that I called,
Yes, ma'am.
but I called the day I received a bottle of the cleanse and the what is just the Keto Ascend.
Yes,
Because
ma'am.
yesterday I got just a bottle of the Keto Ascend, and I looked at my debit card, and it was like $90-something they charged my debit card.
Yes, ma'am. So you said you called in January because your account didn't start until February.
No, it was January. Well, maybe it was February.
Yes, ma'am. Just hold the line for one moment. Yes, ma'am. Today is our first call from you.
Wow. So she didn't even log the call? Because I called because I found out that I was going to be insulin dependent diabetic, and my doctor told me that I could not take them. So I called and asked that they not be shipped anymore because I can't take them.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm only saying that you were only that today is your first call with us. But what I can do is I can go ahead and get you canceled out. So if you just hold the line for one moment, and then at the end, I'm going to give you a cancellation number.
Okay, and I also need to know how I can send this bottle back, because I don't want to pay for something I can't take, especially $100.
Yes, ma'am. So due to COVID, we do not accept products backed. And it's also it's a shipping warehouse, not a it doesn't have a return place.
So y'all are going to charge me $100 for something that I had already canceled and I can't take?
So because we're not showing that you've called before and you don't have a cancellation number, I can't verify that you called in before.
That's a crappy way to do business. Because I know that I called and requested they be canceled because I cannot take them because I'm insulin dependent diabetic. And I do not want to end up killing myself from putting myself in ketoacidosis.
Yes, ma'am. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm 50 years old.
Yeah, Sam, so I'm getting you canceled out. Just continue to hold the line.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So I do have you all canceled out. However, I can't issue a refund because we don't have any records showing that you would have, that you've called before.
So you mean that I have to pay $100 for something that I know I canceled before, and because you don't have a record of it, I can't receive a refund for something that I already canceled?
Well, ma'am, when you cancel, you get a you have to get a cancellation number.
Okay. Well, she didn't give me one.
Do you have one in your Do you have one in your email? Because they're also sent to you, so you should have some record that you're being that you were canceled. But our computer systems don't even show that this number has been called has called before.
Wow, see, that's crazy.
But I do have you all canceled out, and you won't be receiving any more shipments or billings. And I can go ahead and give you your cancellation number.
Okay, that's fine. But so just be aware that I'm calling my bank, and I'm disputing this charge. So
yes, ma'am, hold the line.
Y'all won't get the money for it.
Yes, ma'am, hold the line. Yes, Sam, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for holding. So because these are valid charges, what I can do for you as a one-time courtesy is I can offer you a 35% refund. And so, let me see. From the, oh wait, it wasn't 92.90. From I can offer you back 59.73 for the 91.89 charge, and how much was the other one? 92.90, and 92.90 with 35% would be 60.39 going back in your card or card.
So 50 something and 60 something.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's fine.
All
But
right.
I really, really, really hope I don't receive any more of these.
Yes, ma'am. So you are all canceled out, and I did I give you your cancellation number?
No.
Okay. Are you let me issue the refund first, and then I'll give you your cancellation number. So just continue to hold one moment. I do already have you canceled out, but I want to do the refund first, just to make sure everything is going in correctly. So 91.89. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for your patience. Just continue to hold. I am issuing that refund, and it does take about 3 to 5 business days to post in your account.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So I do have that 59.73 and 60.39 being refunded back into your account. Like I said, it does take 3 to 5 business days for it to post in your account. However, I am ready to give you that cancellation number if you're ready to receive it.
You can go ahead.
Okay, so it's going to be C as in Charlie, 1E as in Echo, 4030. A as in Alpha, 7, D as in Delta, and the number 5.
Okay.
So that's C as in Charlie, 1, E as in Echo, 40, 30, A as in alpha, 7, D as in delta, and the number 5.
All right. Got it.
Yes, ma'am. And you're all canceled out, so you shouldn't be receiving any more payments or shipments. From the last payment, from the one that was on the 5th of this month, have you already received that shipment?
Yeah, I got it yesterday.
Yes, ma'am. So I understand that you said you couldn't take those, but you can still keep them.
Okay. I'll have to find somebody to give them to because I don't, like I said, I can't take them.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. But we don't take anything back, so, you know, those are going to be yours to keep.
Okay.
But you are all canceled out. You won't be receiving any more shipments and payments from today on.
Okay. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You as well.